Look at that. We are live on The Lonely TARDIS. Your journey through Time Lords in space. In space and space. A little of both. With three wonderful companions to the Doctor. Always looking to get into some good trouble, as they say. Let's go through said companions. I am Dolly Domofsky. To my left and your right, the one, the only, Marcus, Mr. Beer. Beer. There you go. We'll learn. And right there, right below, let's alfalfa him right there. The one, the only, Sean Norton.
I was trying to it's like, okay, Martin, get ready.
There you go. Marcus, they drive on the wrong side of the road where you're from, so that's why you're pointing the wrong way anyways.
No, it's because my bloody image is flipped, isn't it? My camera image.
Oh, gents, it is fantastic to see you two lovely dudes.
In the immortal words of Eric B. and Rakim, it's been a long time.
Yeah, far too long. Like 2 months at least, I think, was the last time we spoke. But here we are, ready to speak more fun stuff in the world of pop culture.
Also, we're not going to talk about Doctor Who then.
Okay, fair enough. True. I did say fun stuff. I would like to lead off with some fun stuff. Let me rephrase it. I would like to lead off with some Doctor Who. There actually was an episode of the Doctor Who show, that show that we actually do this podcast about, just a few weeks back. That we kind of started to watch. Most of, let's say, 2/3 of us completed it. The other third of us didn't. I'm talking, of course, about Legend of the Sea Devils.
We don't have to go into math. We don't have to tell people that. We can just say that it was an episode about sea mermaids.
Hold on. If 2/3 of us saw it and the other 1/3 saw 1/3, saw a half of the show, then that is half of a third is a sixth, and
Bob's your uncle.
Learn math in school. It'll do you good.
Anyways.
Well, to be fair, the person who only saw 1/3 of it did sit through that 1/3 4 times and fell asleep.
That's correct. 4 times.
So it's official. Dr. Gordon and Chris Chibnall is televisual ambient. So, you know, you have problems getting, and it's without the racist tweeting. I mean, you know, you want to sleep? Watch a Chibnall Who.
Love it. Love it. I didn't love the episode. I thought the episode was fairly boring. I don't think it was a bad episode. I just thought it was so boring that it's completely non-memorable. Like, I do not remember a single thing. I might as well have been sleeping, Sean.
The only thing I remember, aside from the general sea mermaid theme of it, is when I put it on, I didn't tell my wife that's what we were going to watch, because it was a few days after it aired.
You bastard. And,
well, hold on. Wait. I didn't make her watch it, but she was on the couch and she was dozing, and I was like, I'm going to put something on, tell me what you think. And we watched the first 5 minutes, and it had that opening with the attack on the, I don't know, Asian city in the 1600s, whatever it was. And she watched it. She's like, what is this? Is this you know, a sci-fi channel movie from the 70s? What are we watching? I was like, and then the Doctor Who theme kicked in, and she's like, you are shitting me. That's Doctor Who? And she had no idea. Like, the first 5-10 minutes, not great. Not great.
That's the only bit of the show that you watched was that first 5-10 minutes.
Hey, that's not true. Seems I remember like she hopped around time a bunch, and Yaz was there, and then there were these other pirate captains, and
Marcus, you have thoughts. You and I have chatted about this.
All right, so where do you want to start? Oh, I'm so glad it was about the sea devils, because it stunk like 3-week-old shrimp. Ba-dum-boom.
Ooh, that joke.
Oh, it's all about boats, because that's kind of cool, too. I'm very apt, because let's face it, it's almost sunk the show. Boom! I mean, I watched the show and wanted to drown myself. Boom. I actually wanted to watch the show. I watched the show and actually wanted to drown Chris Chibnall. But that's been going on since a long, long time ago. All I can say, and this is the most damning indictment I can give of Chibnall's run on Doctor Who, is that there's not one episode that I've rewatched. And that's it.
No,
I mean, there's not one episode. I've got them all on HBO Max. I've got them all on the AMC app. And I just, no, I mean, if it, you know, if they weren't available in streaming, and I, the only way to rewatch them would be to buy Blu-rays, I wouldn't buy the Blu-rays. That's how boring and dull it was. Storyline was pathetic. VFX was poxy. Everybody just seems
they didn't move their mouths when they spoke. That's how bad this episode was. Did not move their mouths when the lizard people, whatever they were.
The Sea Devils.
Sea Devils, thank you.
The Sea Devils. The Sea Devils, the last time we saw the Sea Devils in a Doctor Who episode, I think was a Tom Baker episode in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Looked better then, to be honest with you.
This guy?
I may be wrong. That got Sir Thomas of Baker. Yes. Plot ridiculous. More holes than a fisherman's net. I thank you.
Keep going. Like keep it. Going.
Where did Sean go?
Oh, I my have the God. Joke.
I honestly I mean, I'm glad that I'm still going with the cancer, because if that was the last episode I ever saw, I'd be fucking pissed. So there you go. I mean, it's made me even more glad that I'm responding to cancer treatment, because if I have to put up with any more of those shows like that, I'd be putting my Lupron away and my Erlita. I would be saying, you know what? That's it. If I had to face 3 more years alive, but with Chibnall as Doctor Who, I'd be tossing my medication in the ocean. That's not a joke. It's a fucking statement of intent. But thankfully, we don't have to put up with that.
We don't have to put up with that because as we have discussed.
Adali, no. I've said my thing. You've got to say you've got to talk about the frigging thing now. Otherwise, I'll be the only one with PTSD.
I couldn't remember anything about it except that it was boring. I fell into the same trap that Sean did.
It's basically
in that
the equivalent of me only making it halfway through. I mean,
yeah, come on. I could not keep myself awake. I mean, I did manage to keep myself awake. But this is it. And I kind of said it before the show really got going. It was a boring episode. There was no real climax to the storytelling. The character development was really bad. You're led to believe that this pirate heroine is like some incredible pirate, but there's no build up to that. It's just, it was, you didn't feel like any of the characters had weight or could float either way. I'm not going to hit the joke button on that one, but there was just nothing there. This was a throwaway episode, and they to top it off, the build up at the end of last season and the special with the sort of the growing romance between, you know, Yaz's feelings with the doctor, completely brushed off in this one. Basically, the doctor saying, "Oh yeah, hey, sorry, it's not going to work, but let's go help these."
Yeah, but there was all those longing looks and. I mean, and look, I don't have a problem with a companion having a crush on the doctor. I do have a problem.
You do have it. Right?
We've had it with Bo. We've had it with Karen Gillan, and we had it with what's her name? Came before Donna, in between Rose.
Martha
Jones. I was going to say Martha Stewart.
Briefly had it with Amy. Kind of had it with
Amy. Yeah, I think Amy was like on and off. But I feel it's demeaning to the companions, the female companions in particular, mm-hmm. that it's like, oh, we're going to give you this love. Why? I mean, is that the thing now? Are women so emotionally weak that they have to be attracted to the doctor, you know, whether it be man, woman, or, you know, kebab? I mean, you know. if the male character had had a crush on the Doctor, I would have been pissed. Mm-hmm. And that's actually highly more likely in that environment that a male companion would get the horn for the Doctor, because let's face it, men are pigs. We are. We basically are governed by two things, and they hang between our legs. The second and third brain, as I like to call them. There's no cause for it. There's no need for it, especially when it's as ham-fisted as that one. I will be glad to see the back of that particular trope. Unfortunately, with Russell T coming in, I don't know, he might, we might have this going on for, might have a new one to get bored with. So anyway,
I wouldn't say I have a problem. I think it's writing that we can do better than, because we've seen it so many times. That said, I think this would have been progressive and sort of trend-setting for the show to have a same-sex romance with the title character and the companion. We haven't seen that version of this before. The problem is the writing's so underwhelming, and the characters are so underdeveloped, and the romance is so, like you were saying, ham-fisted, and it's just sort of like, we watched, three seasons, I don't even know, of this, and then in the last couple episodes, we all started remarking, like, oh man, maybe this is where they're going, it's kind of weird, and nothing's really happening, and then at the end of the season, it was a thing, and now in the specials, it's kind of a thing, except it's kind of not, and like, it just, it's a disservice to the characters, and it's a disservice to what you're trying to do, so.
When you look at how it fits into the show, the show, when it takes itself too seriously, it loses its charm. And to me personally, it loses a bit of its Britishness as well. When Captain Jack Harkness, who, Dali's left the building.
No, nope, oh, go ahead.
Okay. British wow. Enough, something left. I said.
I wipe my nose. I didn't want you guys to see it.
when Captain Jack was on, and obviously, there was that all that flirting and stuff. That's more fun to me.
Yeah,
that's fun. There's no need to take it into this whole lovelorn thing, because it happens so many times that you're just like, no. I mean, if the Doctor had two heads instead of two hearts, nobody on earth would fancy him, her, it. So let's just.
Well, nobody's a strong term. I mean, there's some fetishes out there. Right. It could be,
there could be some. There could be some anime pervert on 8chan or whatever.
There's plenty on there.
it's bad. It's so badly written. Come on, I mean, it's just so bad.
It's disappointing. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, well, at least we only have one more to look forward to.
Let's move it. Let's move on, because I don't want to talk about I don't want to sully Jodie's image any further with talk of her tenure in Doctor Who, because we know she did the best she could with the material she was given, and unfortunately, the writing and the leadership did not really support the idea very well.
I hope she shows up in the anniversary.
I hope she's up in the anniversary.
I think we're all in agreement there. So we only have one more episode, which I think, the final episode is this fall. It's not New Year's, is it?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, so Happy New Year to all of us.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Heard it.
You guys are on fire tonight. The joke.
Well, actually, it does. If that's the case, do you think we'll get another episode on New Year's Day? Because they said 2023 for the Doctor coming back.
No, I think so.
It's going to be tied around the 60th.
Yeah. I think the 60th is your next episode, which will be fall.
I mean, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but I don't think. Anyway. I don't think they have anything in the can yet for New Year's, honestly.
No.
They're filming.
I say that it's May, so they're filming now. But
oh, they are currently filming in Cardiff.
Yeah, right. I jump ahead.
They're filming the 60th right now.
They're filming lots of things right now.
Yeah, it's true. They are from,
not just the 60th. They are. I mean, I have it from unreliable that there is lots of filming going on, and it's not just the 60th. There's, they're in full swing for the entire season. Now, the 60th will be a special one, just like Day of the Doctor was a special one on the 50th. Can you believe it? Almost 10 years ago. But yeah, there's going to be a season. I mean, you know, there's going to be maybe 8 or 10 episodes of Who, and they're going to drop, and there's going to be the 60th on top of it. That's my understanding.
Well, let's get into that part of the conversation, because undoubtedly the biggest news of the last, and by the way, this has been almost daily now. There's been news. Boom, 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 boom.
It's really, bless Russell T. I know we're going to have the bulk of our fun in a second. I just want to say, in our history, while watching the show, we have never skipped over speculating about a Doctor's final episode. Never.
Correct. Right.
And we literally just shoved it into a drawer and we did talk about it. I don't even know what's coming, except I think the Master might be coming back. I have no idea. And we're all like, it is just such a shame that is where we're at. That we're all just like, she's not even done yet, and we're just like, here we go. Let's talk about the revitalization of the show. Let's do it. And it's just crazy. It's just crazy to think about how disappointing this all has been. So, hopefully Jodie comes back under a better writer someday.
I
have at it. Know, Ali,
I sorry to well, I was gonna say we do have plenty to look forward to. We'll get in all that, but again, the biggest news obviously was we do have a new doctor that was just shadow dropped. The news was sort of shadow dropped without anybody looking, and that is Shudigatwa is the doctor. Doctor number 14.
Sorry, how do you pronounce his first name?
Shudi.
Shudi, okay.
Shudi.
Yeah, because I was going Kuti.
Nope, Shudi. I had awesome. To... I actually listened to him pronounce it, so that's how I knew to.
Okay.
Look how fancy our setup is now. This is great.
I'm so glad that you guys followed give me the correct pronunciation, because I'd hate to shoot myself in the foot. Thank you.
Right over poor Shooty's face. Have you seen him?
Yes.
Are you familiar with his work? I haven't seen any of the
Sex Education. He's fantastic in it.
He's wildly charismatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only seen bits of it. And I started watching Sex Education when I think the first season came out, but the wife and I kind of just got sidetracked. But I'm gonna give it a full on push through after we finish our current binge, which is Discovery, Star Trek Discovery. We're on halfway through season 3. But yeah, I mean, he does seem very charismatic. I mean, obviously, you know, Jodie Whittaker is some big boots to fill, because she is a fantastic actor. And she's just phenomenally underserved by shitty scripts. As we have said over and over and over, this is not a place where we don't hate Jodie. Far from it. We love her. But yes, it is definitely a new take. I'm really, really excited. And all the stuff that's dropping, I can't wait to see the regeneration scene. In fact, I might just tune in for the last 5 minutes of the final episode just to watch that scene. So my understanding, again, is that they weren't planning on announcing it yet. They were planning on doing what they did with Jodie, where they showed her during the Wimbledon final. I think it was the Wimbledon tennis final. The FA Cup was yesterday. Oh, sorry, on Saturday in the UK, which is a football tournament. That was won by my team, by the way, Liverpool. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Second trophy of the year. But my understanding is that it was going to be leaked. That they were ready to sort of like show the teaser during the FA Cup final when a lot of people were watching. But it was going to be leaked by one of the tabloids. So... it was that's why they announced it at the BAFTAs, the UK BAFTAs, and you know, it ended up dominating the story there. He was up for an award, everybody was on the red carpet, and they were talking about it. So yeah, that's my understanding. So I've seen people saying, "Oh, why didn't he get his proper reveal?" Well, it's because some tabloid wanker in the UK working for either the Sun, the Daily Mail, or the Express, or the Mirror. Which are all rags, was probably going to leak it and just totally spoil it. So
we're in very much a spoiler driven news cycle right now, where the minute somebody hears about something, it just gets put out there. But so he's actually been cast since February. I think he mentioned on the BAFTA, the carpet there. They asked him how long he's known. He said he got the gig in February. I'm actually amazed it has stayed as quiet as it did, because in previous Doctor sort of torch passing, they tend to find out within just a couple weeks before the news is fully announced. So sometimes maybe even that day.
Did you hear the story? And I don't know if it's true or not. Did you hear the story that they actually had their eyes on someone else and they were ready to cast somebody else? And then he came in last and blew them away. And then they chose him instead.
Oh, cool. Did not hear that.
I got to admit, I was disappointed, but I can see why he is he's a great actor. I mean, I snuck over to the UK. It's all quiet and quiet. I thought I did nailed it. But Russell T said, sorry, we're not ready for the first Welsh Fat Doctor. So, damn it. That's not a joke. How do you know it's not a joke? You haven't seen me in 2 months. What the hell?
What is happening? I'm praised just the tapping buttons right now. This show.
Did somebody get a screen deck or something?
Yeah, right. But no,
and a milestone casting, right? For the role.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm super excited for him. His personality is full of energy. I think he's going to bring a really astounding level of energy to the show. I mean, Jodie for what she was sort of, I hate to say what she was put through because she wasn't technically put through, but she actually she put out a lot of positive energy, high energy stuff with the Doctor. It just, nothing was built up around her. And I really do hope that Russell is able to build up and play off of Shudi's energy a lot better, because I think he is the kind of person, he's the youngest Doctor ever cast in the role. If I'm correct, right?
How old is he?
I think he just edged out Matt Smith, if I recall.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he's neck and neck between it. But
I do think he is the youngest, but I think it was close.
It was probably very close.
Right? 28, 29 or something?
Yeah, I think he's like...
He's 20. Definitely representative of... and what I mean is he's definitely the age range, the millennial age range of sort of these new fans that they're trying to bring in by actually casting someone of their generation. I don't know how young or Jodie's age, I'm not sure, but Shudi is definitely this modern generation of actor. And he's coming off of Sex Ed, which is a fantastic show, which pulled in a lot of the folks that are sort of the demographic that BBC is kind of going for, that age range that they're going for with Doctor Who now.
I find that offensive. See, I mean, I just find it offensive that they're not catering to 50-plus-year-old white men. I just I'm boycotting the show.
There's a subset of the internet you would love to hang out with.
Well, I mean, look, we have the least catered to, for God's sake. Yeah. I got to say, I mean, it's great casting from what I've read. He seems, from the interviews I've seen, he looks fantastic. But I do want to bring up one kind of piece, one part of this equation that I do find deeply offensive, and I think it does smack of tokenism. He's Scottish. So that's the third fucking Scottish guy who's played Doctor Who since the reboot. Fourth, if you include Sylvester McCoy.
I'm not going to tap the joke alert. Please, this is true. Scottish, this is facts.
And, how many Welsh doctors?
None.
It's just not right. No, of course, I kid. And it's interesting. We've got something like John Barrowman, who played Jack Harkness, who had his American accent and his Scottish accent, which, you flip between. When Shuti talks, he doesn't sound Scottish. So it'll be very interesting if he goes the Capaldi route and has a more Scottish accent, or if he tempers it a little bit and makes it a little more David Tennant-esque, where it's kind of, obviously he didn't use a Scottish accent. Because I know one of the things, my wife really likes Jodie as an actress, mm-hmm. But that Sheffield accent drove Shauna up the wall because it's a very it can be a very shrill accent at times. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they play that accent off, if he really does, you know, if he rocks a Scottish accent, or if he just, like I said, goes for the sort of like the Middle England one, where it's like, oh yeah, it's very generic, isn't it? I'm the doctor, isn't it? What? By gum.
Who are some of the other, in chronological order, who are the other Scottish?
All right, well, we've got McCoy, Sylvester McCoy. We have David Tennant.
This guy who's coming back to Doctor Who.
That just you asking for a layup?
Yes.
I mean, what do I look like? LeBron James?
Good Lord.
Yes. I mean, there you go. That's Scottish Doctor Numero Dos. And obviously the other one was Peter Capaldi. But yes, they're back. And it's funny. I obviously sent this link to you guys when it dropped. Was it last week? End of last week? Early this? Yeah. I can't remember. What day is it? Yeah. And I saw the story pop up in my feed. I'm like, oh, okay, they must be doing another Big Finish. And I clicked on it, and I read it, and I went, what?
That's exactly what I did. From the time you sent the link, I assumed it was the podcast, or I'm sorry, the audio novel. Whatever.
The audio, yeah.
And then I lost my shit. I freaked out on the couch next to my wife, and it was a whole thing. And, oh, my God. A
lot
God,
of crying. Celebration. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So there were rumors, right, that David Tennant was going to come back as the Doctor. And
there's still rumors of that, believe it or not.
He is the Doctor in this because it is he and Donna. Right, this is definitely...
I love you, Donna Noble. I love you, David Tennant. Ooh, you're back. Actually, they're just like the best mate.
You used one character name and one real life name. That was fantastic. Well, exactly.
Doctor. All right, Doctor.
I love anyway, David Tennant. It's a
I hope the Doctor Donna is back. I really do hope the Doctor Donna is back. But best companion ever.
I'm crazy so freaking excited.
And rumors going around right now. Like,
yeah.
Bonkers stuff. And it is so exciting. It is so exciting again. After the last, how many years we had? 4 years with Jodie? 3 years with Jodie? Like,
four.
To feel this kind of energy and this kind of enthusiasm for the show and to be following.
That's because we're misogynists.
Yes. Everybody knows that. But to be following set pictures and rumors and theories and who else might come back and is this a I don't know if we're gonna go into speculation or not, but like,
you know what, here we go. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put a banner that says spoiler on it, and then that way if for all of you who are watching this
just come know on that, if you're watching this and you don't want to hear things about the show. Well, I recommend you go and find the lonely fucking USS Enterprise or something else. Yeah, come on.
Our Discovery. Show.
It's Discovery. Spoiler. You just talked about Discovery. It would have been a perfect spoiler.
David Tennant Great is show. In a new outfit on the show. He has a whole new sort of doctor costume. And Wilf is back as well.
So yeah.
Those Brittany are Prigins. Two of the notes here.
But here's the interesting thing about the costume. It's an inversion of his usual costume. Mm-hmm. So instead of a blue suit and a brown coat, it is a blue coat and a brown suit.
I haven't seen this picture. Where is it?
I will find it right now.
Put it up on the screen, Mr. Maestro. I haven't seen this. I was actually kind of hoping that he'd wear that dapper red collared extravaganza.
So not only is he looking fantastic.
He dyes his hair, by the way.
Does he?
You can tell. It's the stubble, because his stubble's gone gray. And he's it's the temples. David Tennant dyed his hair.
Breaking news.
Well, keep talking. Keep stalling while I'm looking for
we know that Russell T. Davies has dropped comments in the past year, or maybe even longer, about how he was sort of commenting on the MCU and all these interconnected, you know, transmedia properties and stuff like that, and how when he did it with Doctor Who, he was one of the first, but he was way too early, and he got in before the world was sort of ready for that. And now we've got multiverses, and we've got variants, and we've got three Spider-Men and 1600 Lokis and all this other stuff, and the
general alligator Doctor Who.
Yeah. the general audience consuming this content has been primed for multiverses and parallel universes and everything else in a way that they weren't in 2005 and 2010 and everything like that. Inverse clothing maybe a multiverse doctor. Maybe many multiverse doctors.
Maybe.
Here is
the... Maybe a variant evil doctor. I don't know.
Maybe. No, he'd have to have a goatee.
There he is right there. The blue coat and the brown suit underneath, pushing Wilf around there.
Wilf.
Who's 90, I believe?
Yeah.
93, I think.
Brendan Cribbins, who has been... So, I mean, as you all know, he was in the Doctor Who and the Dalek Invasion of Earth. Right. The Cushion movie. A very young Bernard Cribbins was in that one.
Oh, wow.
And he's fantastic. I mean, he is a British comedy and TV icon. The man is a legend, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, that looks like Captain Jack's coat, to be honest with you. It looks without the epaulets. But I mean, it does have that heavy sort of like peacoat kind of feel to it. So, yeah. Look, I'm glad he's back. I'm looking forward to it. Apparently, we were talking in the chat, and you said that Eccleston has confirmed that his.
So he was in Detroit here last. I think it was last this past weekend at the Motor City Comic Con, and he. That's all. I was about to. About that other photo as well. Here, let me post the other photo.
Just make sure you had it.
Yeah, I had it. And during one of the panels that he was on, and somebody asked him, "Are you gonna be back for Doctor Who or Doctor Who the 60th?" And
tennis shoes.
Look at that. Love it. And David Tennant shoes. And he was very coy about future on-screen Doctor Who plans, which. He wasn't in the past. In the past, he flat out would say no, or he would just avoid the subject. He sort of warmed back up into it now, to the point where, again, he apparently was very, very kind of coy about it. I wasn't at the panel, but this is what some of the folks that a couple tweets from that panel are saying.
That's the one I have the hardest time believing, and I won't get my hopes up for, because Capaldi, I could see, even though he's all grumpy, oh, we should just leave before we don't like what we're doing. Yeah, you're coming back, Grandpa. And Smith, I think, would come back. Jody, I hope, would come in. Eccleston, as much as I want it, and I really, really do, this is the same, like, Russell T. Davies led the ship, captained the ship that made him so upset when he left and refused to come back for almost 20 years. So I have a hard time believing this one. Actually, has it been 20 years now? God. So, yeah, I don't know. I would hope so.
Yeah,
maybe
2005
never say never in Hollywood, right? But
what's that? 20 years.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I would bet he's being coy and he's doing more Big Finish stuff, more audio.
And I'd be fine with that. But we are going to get the return of yet another character to the show, and that would be Rose. Wait. It's Rose. It's Yasmin Finney is joining the cast again. Seems like for this episode that's going to be taking place as Rose. Now,
clever,
very clever. Again, totally works towards our multiversal.
I don't think it's Rose Tyler. I really don't think it's Rose Tyler. No. I think
it
is. It's a character called Rose. And I think they're being very savvy and just getting a lot of the people who haven't watched Who in years, getting them excited and intrigued, which is a very smart thing to do. But this this young lady is early mid-20s.
I'm not super familiar with her work, so I wouldn't.
But she's very young, and having her as a Rose Tyler who would be involved with the Doctor, and let's face it, Tennant is, no matter, even though he is Britain's answer to, what's his name? Fucking Ant-Man. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Paul Rudd. Because, I mean, they both look like they're not aging very much at all.
That's true.
Right.
The same deal with the devil. I just think that age disparity for her to be a Rose Tyler character that would come across as uber creepy, given the connotations that we all know. But I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what she's going to be playing, you know, what type of character she's going to be playing. The first actress, I think, first trans actor to be cast in Doctor Who, which is fantastic.
That's cool.
So I think everything's coming up RTD.
Yep.
I'm happy with that.
He knows the exact levers to pull for fans.
It really does. It really does generate a ton of excitement, especially considering, and I don't have an image, but the 60th anniversary episode is being filmed, is being directed by Rachel Talalay. That is confirmed. She posted tweets. She tweeted today, finally showing two blue hearts. And obviously she did Heaven Sent and Hell Bent. And then she also did World Enough and Time and The Doctor Falls. Loved both those episodes, right? Yeah. Dark Water.
Recently tweeted a picture with Mr. Peter Capaldi.
Yeah, that as well. Yeah. So there are so many potential things that could be happening to this episode. But
I'm 14 months to see this episode. But yes, I mean, we're all excited. I mean, that's the thing. Doctor Who has always been about diversity and inclusivity as best it could be with regards to the time that it was made in. Mm-hmm. So the classic series did stuff. And obviously from Russell T. starting the reboot, it's Russell T. Davis always had, you know, he introduced the first, gay characters, the you know what I'm getting at.
Yep.
The difference between him and Chibnall is that Russell T. knows how to write inclusive, diverse characters. Chibnall couldn't write a menu at a restaurant that only serves pork pies.
Here's a comment from our longtime listener and viewer, Chris Noonan, says he's reckoning that maybe Rose is Mickey and Martha's daughter. Maybe there's a tie into...
We won't be seeing Mickey.
Won't be seeing Mickey back. But
no, Mickey canceled. Mickey was a naughty boy. There's Noelle in the Christmas episode. No Noelle.
But it could be. That's a great call on that one. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm really excited for this show.
If we're speculating, didn't Donna marry the guy she married? Could this be Donna's daughter?
That actually could be, yes.
And subtle, doctor stuff in her brain. She named her Rose.
Yeah.
There's going to be a whiteboard behind me with all these theories going.
It's that gift from It's Always Sunny where it's just like string theory together. Oh, I'm so excited.
So I'm going to make an announcement. I am actually heading back to the UK in August. I'm going to see my family. I'm going to be in Wales. And I'm going to be in Cardiff. And I'm going to be doing some hunting. There's going to be some hunting.
You want me to be your body man, your bag man.
I am going I'll to be just hoping they're filming, because I'm going to be scouring the social media. Yeah,
they're shining right there.
I'm going to be there, camera in hand. I have a friend who knows where RTD lives in the Mumbles. I'll be down there camping outside his house, saying what's up, and we'll hopefully come back with a juicy scoop or two. But yes. It's exciting times. It's exciting times.
It really
is. We should probably move on.
I think we should. Anyways, we're going to hear more, I'm sure, over the next several weeks and months as we lead up to
We might do more episodes now.
We might do more episodes.
We don't have to cancel the podcast or rename it. The podcast formerly known as Lonely TARDIS.
Yeah. We do have... go ahead, Sean.
Put the Eighth Doctor in the special. God damn it.
Yes, because he was around.
Give him his time to shine.
Paul McGann.
Give Paul his moment.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was tied to the 50th the last time.
I'd be happy to see Paul McGann over at Eccleston, to be honest with you, because Eccleston's still in the penalty box for me. Always has been.
Yep. We got tons of stuff that's going to be happening over the next several months, I'm sure. We're going to be leading up to... the big, Jodie's final episode in the fall, and then we go from there with all the fun stuff. But enough about Doctor Who. Let's talk about the other Doctor for just a moment.
Doctor what?
Doctor what?
Doctor when?
Doctor
what the fuck?
Doctor Strange.
Doctor why?
We have all seen Doctor Strange Part 2, Multiverse of Madness, another multiverse show. Obviously, Marvel and DC are big into the multiverse, and it's definitely spreading into other other pop culture IPs out there. But Doctor Strange 2, Multiverse of Madness, directed... Okay, I might as well do the same thing with my camera. I'll stop my camera now. No. Directed by Sam Raimi, the master of sort of the horror, the schleppy, fun horror films. Whoa, what happened? Marcus just appeared and disappeared there. What is going on here? I guess it's just me. I'm totally fine. Whoa, good Lord, terrifying.
Prisoner Zero is escaping.
I just want to talk briefly about it because it's obviously the big movie right now. I freaking love this movie. I had a blast watching it. I love the cameos. Again, we're going to spoiler territory here. So the
movie's been out for 2 weeks.
Fast forward if you haven't seen it.
If you haven't watched it yet, you shouldn't be watching shows like this.
2 weeks.
2 weeks is an eternity.
The movie's been out for
everybody was talking about all the spoilers last week. And if you can't handle that Deadpool and Wolverine are in it, or if you're getting upset that they have John Travolta as the alternate universe Iron Man, I mean, I can't help you.
It was Tom Cruise, not John Travolta.
Yeah,
get it.
No, that was the alternate.
I would watch John Travolta's Iron Man.
Awesome cameos.
Hey,
yeah, awesome.
Iron Man. Hey. Hey, you're the nanites. Hey, how you doing? Hey, yo, what's the hair?
Is that your Travolta?
I don't know. It's Welcome Back, Carter era Travolta. Oh, come on, we gotta have a laugh, haven't we? And I'm on my
pet laughing, crying
to run out soon. So,
holy shit! Thank you for that. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
We're going to get a new gift for the next show, which is shitty impersonation alert.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Oh.
Hey, I'm an angel. Look at me. I've killed Sean. I'm sorry.
Terrifying.
I'd have been great, the doctor.
I am an angel. Look at me. Hey, over here.
Hey, I'm an angel. Look at me.
Hey, just talk. I need a minute. Oh, my God.
Real talk.
What's worrying is you had that picture up really quick.
I'm quick on the
Is that your desktop?
No. I loved where they went with this. I loved the lead up. And we're still getting into... Was that Barney? We're still just getting into the multiverse stuff with Marvel because their whole big phase 4 is multiverse. Started with Loki. Did not start with WandaVision. I'm sorry. A lot of people say, oh, the multiverse. No, multiverse was not in WandaVision. It was magic and it was the hex. It really jumped in with Loki. They talked about it in Endgame. But what was that?
Magic.
And
Chris Kimmel is good at magic. He took a successful show and almost made it disappear. That's actually not a joke. That's a fucking fact.
But I love the cameos in this movie. I thought they were great. Like the Reed Richards cameo, only to have him get completely murdered.
Nuked. Oh, nuked. My God. Talk about, like, your hubris leading to just your ultimate demise in a matter of seconds. It's like, you can handle your witch. No, you cannot.
Yeah.
No, you cannot.
I mean, we obviously knew Professor X was going to be in it from the voice that was in there. So we thought it was the Illuminati. But I loved how they did actually have the call back to the Marvel What If series where we had Captain Carter. And yes, it's always good cool. to see Peggy Carter in the house.
Even the animated portions. Even the
animated live action was great. It was absolutely just perfect.
And then is it Lashana Lynch as Captain Marvel, I believe? I think the name is, I'm sorry, my brain not working. But to see that Captain Marvel, which was very more similar to what we've had in the comic books for a long time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, to watch them both all get twatted was, and what she did to Reed Richards, I mean, it was, that was amusing. But I really enjoyed the film too. And I got to say, thank God for Sam Raimi. Good to have him back in the MCU, although he was never officially part of the MCU because it was Sony the first time around. But yeah, I mean, it had that Sam Raimi vibe from the get-go, which I think is perfect because the fall of Wanda into insanity. I mean, he did a better Dark Phoenix storyline than the people at Fox ever did. And they took it, they did two turns at that. And to see her descent was absolutely perfect. And it felt like a bigger kick in the guts because at the end of WandaVision, you think, all right, well, she is, you know, she's off. She's trying to get her own life. And you do cut to that scene at the end where her astral figure is going through the Darkhold. But you still hold out hope. And then that whole section where it, 1 minute she's clipping a piece of apple tree and, you know, doesn't it smell great to... And this friggin' hellscape appears. It's just, it's really, really good. And of course we get a group Bruce Campbell cameo.
Oh, in the best way. Oh, such a great callback. Such a great callback to Evil Dead 2.
Well, every Evil Dead. I mean, he was also...
the hand joke, the self-punching, beating himself up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good week for Evil Dead. Good week for Mr.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, we need more Bruce Campbell. I mean, Bubba Hotep is still
a game. Movie. They should make a game for Evil Dead. That'd be fun.
They should make an Evil Dead game.
They should make
They should make a good Evil Dead game.
Oh, they
should. I went there.
No, it was just full of great cameos. There wasn't a ton of typical Marvel action, but then the Doctor Strange movies never really were about Marvel, like classic Marvel action. This was a horror film. This is a Sam Raimi horror film.
Sam Raimi.
Where
the shots. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, the shot. No. So go ahead. It was.
No, I was. It is through and through. It is his DNA. It is his. Yeah. His marks are all over it. I mean, the shots with the doors closing, those camera angles right from Evil Dead. The
way things zoom in.
The quick cuts, the fourth wall looks.
From I was going to say the breaking the fourth wall several times.
The goofy demon spirits at the end. The silly zombie Strange who's giving the heartfelt speech to.
Which,
America,
by the way, which he I just, he decomposed awfully quick in less than a day. I've got to say.
Well, I mean, you know, different universe microbes there you go. Yeah. Stuff. Hand wavy.
Sure, that's an excuse.
But, yeah. Well, magic.
Sean Feige with us today.
Sean Feige. It was good. It was Raimi. And I, you know, there's always this talk of like, oh, these directors, they get neutered if they come into the MCU and blah, blah, blah. They can't be themselves. They can't do this, they that. That should be put to rest now because they let him Raimi the shit out of this movie.
Yep.
To, in my opinion, pretty great success.
Yeah.
Not perfect by any means, but. Really fun.
I hope there's an R-rated version, director's cut, sitting somewhere.
With even more gore. There were kids in the theater. There was actually there were kids in the theater sitting all around us watching this movie, and I'm curious to see if they had any nightmares that the night. Luckily this was still sort of campy level of it was very video gamey, campy level of death, but there was death in this movie, which you typically don't see in this kind of a Marvel film.
So I'm not a parent, and this has been an interesting debate over the last week.
Yeah.
Would you take your kids to this movie? And at what age would you take your kids to the movie? I don't think if I had kids, I'd take a kid under 10 to this. Like, there's some...
No, not a kid under 10. No. Yeah. I would. 10-year-olds, probably the limit. 10, 11 is probably
okay,
the limit.
Okay, so as a non-parent, okay, just making sure.
My daughter's 12, and she's at the point where she understands, you know, she realized, another great one, poor Black Bolt. Oh, my God. Blackagar Bolt again. His name is Blackagar Bolt again. Say his name correctly. Oh, my gosh, what a scene that was. When that scene happened, everybody in the theater just, all at the same time, just let out the, whoa. It was great. Cool, stupid scenes. But Marvel is great at these crowd-pleasing moments, which I missed with theaters, you know, with the, Endgame, where Cap grabs the Mjolnir, the hammer. In Spider-Man, where you see the other spider dudes. And, in this film, where you see... Yeah, both Marcus and I look at our watches to find out the time. Where you see Reed Richards, where you see, Professor X, and they even played the X-Men animated theme song.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Val and I lost our minds when that happened.
I will say though, Sir Patrick Stewart is getting up there. That's true.
Oh yeah.
I had a bad feeling.
You watch Picard. We'll see that. I mean, he's...
Yeah. I had a bad feeling about the Illuminati and how they were gonna.
I'm glad that they took the route. I'm so glad they went this route because...
No, I am too, but she didn't. And so when Professor X showed up, she's a huge, huge, huge X-Men fan. And
They
put ladies and gentlemen, we have a correction, and I have to issue a groveling apology. According to a source, an unnamed source that just texted me an image, apparently Evil Dead the Game on PC is the goodness because... from after four reviews on Metacritic, it's got an average review score of 78%. So I sit corrected, and I would like to apologize to the Academy and everybody else. I fully expect Will Smith to knock on my door and slap the shit out of me right now.
He's not in Multiverse of Madness, but
Don't disrespect the Pizza Papa. That's all I'm saying.
Pizza Papa,
he's great. Come on. I mean, I just called out Bubba Hotep, but you guys just totally ignored it. Have you watched Bubba
Dolly
Hotep?
Dolly said that you should make a game based on Bubba Hotep.
So that's totally beside the point. I actually have a copy of his autobiography that is signed to me.
Bubba Hotep's autobiography?
Bruce Campbell's.
Bruce
Campbell. Actually, his first autobiography, because his second one the first one is actually, it's a great book because it actually talks about Evil Dead and his, growing up with, hanging out with Sam Raimi and just how they've connected and how they all got together and how they filmed Evil Dead and how they got each other and how Sam Raimi, whenever he puts him in a movie, he makes sure that Bruce Campbell has the shit kicked out of him in some way, shape, or form. So it's become a running joke.
Shout out to local boy Bruce Campbell, also local boy Sam Raimi, two Detroiters.
That's how they
go.
So I got nothing but love for Bruce Campbell. Okay, Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Yep.
Should have got one.
Get
one more season. Yeah, really.
But yeah. Doctor Strange, great! I'm excited for what Marvel's going to do next. I'm glad that they sort of tied up finally with a little bit of a bow the Scarlet Witch stuff because it was starting to go places.
Is it ever
not with Marvel.
We know there's a whole multiverse of wonders out there.
Yeah,
I don't think she's dead.
Yeah,
they're never dead.
Did they announce a second season of the show? I don't remember.
There's an Agatha show.
I don't think that show is coming back.
Agatha's coming. There are rumors of a Scarlet Witch movie, but I would imagine if that's true, that's years away.
Because this was a Scarlet Witch movie right here.
Did you know that she's not under contract? That she signs an extension every time she does a new movie?
That I guess that was similar with Chris Evans that way as well, that he was signing extensions every time. He signed also for another movie. he's going to be coming back as Cap again.
Captain America, the old, old soldier.
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer that dropped today?
She-Hulk?
She-Hulk.
Yes, She-Hulk dropped today.
Can we go great. Back a sec to yeah. that Chris Evans news? What?
Yeah, he signed to do one more Marvel film.
One more Marvel project, I believe it is.
Yes, yes.
So it could be an animated. It could be.
It wouldn't okay. be animated. This was from January of last year. That this was on Deadline. Chris Evans, sources tell Deadline, Chris Evans is cleaning off the dust of Captain America attire. Is expected to reprise his role in some form. Vague whether the deal is closed, but in that direction, Steve to return or Evans to return as Steve Rogers in at least very one Marvel property with the door open.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think there was speculation about it being tied to What If, to Marcus's point, animated.
I think it'll be tied to Captain America 4 is coming. So it's got to be tied to that. You know.
It could be, yeah, if it's an imminent project. If Marvel really is building to something multiversal like Secret Wars, then...
Which
It depends.
I see him back for that, too.
Everybody's talking about the 2015 Secret Wars? Using that as the basis. Screw that. I want the 1980s Secret Wars. I want the OG battle world made up with a Beyonder the first time round. I don't want none of this hippity-dippity millennial remake crap. I want the OG where we really, I mean, where you can go full on multiverse where you've got absolutely everybody and Venom appears for the first time just as the symbiote costume. Where we've got... Crusher Creel and the Demolition Crew.
Greatno as the Incredible Hulk.
Ben Affleck, Daredevil, Three Spider-Man.
Ben Affleck.
Blade with Wesley Snipes, New Blade.
All eight versions Tom Cruise, of the Fantastic Iron Man. Four.
Yeah.
Chris Evans.
I just think it's eminently filmable.
Human Torch.
Oh, they can make it as an animated series, maybe, but or an animated movie, but yes. That's the OG one. That was the one that was just so cool, as far as I'm concerned. Everything after 2010 is crap.
I cut you off talking about the trailer that dropped today. I apologize. Yes. The Chris Evans news.
No, it's the She-Hulk. She-Hulk trailer dropped today. She-Hulk. I believe it's something lawyer something.
It's lawyer at large.
Lawyer at large. Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually it's. Think Sex in the City meets 6'7" angry lady. It looks like it's going to be funny as hell.
Did not like that CGI. That CGI quality wasn't all that
good. Okay, so I wasn't the only one. I thought she looked a little dodgy when she was in her Hulk form. I thought it.
In a couple of scenes, also but the dinner scene. I think you talk about the dating scene.
Yeah.
But when she was with Bruce Banner. Or Professor Hulk, as it's called. I thought it looked pretty good there as well. I'm so keen to see that one. It seems like another departure with regards to the Marvel series.
So we have Ms. Marvel coming up in June, right at the beginning of June, I thought, or towards the middle of June, right? Ms. Marvel, and then you have She-Hulk in August. So Marvel's really pumping
Thor
out
in July, right?
The Thor movie, Thor too, which looks terrific.
Love and Rockets. We have Secret Invasion for the end of the year.
I thought that was next year.
Is that still the end of this year? Maybe wrong. Yeah. But obviously, we talked about Marvel, but we should also talk about the sister company because, was it?
Yeah. Real next quick, week, we got a little bit.
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan is in.
Obi-Wan's back. Excited. We've got Andor, which is the Cassian Andor story from Rogue One. That's coming up as well. It's interesting.
And the thing tons of news today. Tons of news today.
About what?
From Kathleen Kennedy. They basically were mentioning how Rian Johnson's Star Wars trilogy has been delayed. And that there's a new series coming from John Watts. coming to Disney Plus. So it's more of coming of age.
Yeah.
And then you have The Acolyte is still being developed. You have what's her name?
Akosha.
Yes, Ashoka.
Ashoka. We've got Rosario Dawson. We've got that one coming up.
Was it Taika Waititi is actually due for the actual next Star Wars film ahead of Rogue Squadron? So that news broke as well.
Taika Waititi do a Star Wars. Alternately, God thrills bless. Me and terrifies me.
Yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot of Star Wars stuff coming.
Yeah. I think all this stuff is great as long as. I mean, and this is the problem with the last few shows that they've released, including Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah. Yep.
And Moon Knight. Obviously, Moon Knight's just finished its run. I wasn't overall impressed with Moon Knight.
Yeah, me neither.
Felt like an idea for perhaps a banging movie or a two or three part epic, if you will. That was stretched to six episodes. That is the problem with more and more of the Marvel shows I've noticed. Hawkeye was the exception. Loved Hawkeye. It's
loved Hawkeye.
Favorite of the Marvel shows so far. I'm high hope Obi-Wan does not, blow Banta Pudu.
A lot of pacing.
But yeah.
They released the first image for Echo, which is
Bunny Man. Very disappointing. I know. Yeah, I just really aged myself. Look it up. Look it
you
up.
Really
to,
you
know,
you really
parents of Gen X's or kids of the Gen X's.
We'll find out more, I'm sure. D23 is when Disney has the Disney event in this summer. But
is that happening, or is it a online event again, or is it just going to be
I don't know
a super spreader event with cosplay?
No idea. Probably a little bit of all three.
There's a plethora of content. We are not going to be content star. That is for sure. That we have Black Panther coming before the end of the year, too?
Yes, Black Panther is a November film. That's a November film. Yeah. Wow. Yep. So there's still so many things. But let's leave that for the coming weeks and months and years. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of content for us here show.
Let's stay at weeks and months, okay? Really optimistic with the whole year's thing. I've got the clocks ticking here. Thank you very much.
Speaking of which, it's nearing 11 my time, which means I got to get back to work.
Time for my supper. So
yes, gentlemen, it's been fantastic. It has been so great to chat with you again. It's
been too long.
Let me just say this: it has been first time ever that we've had such an optimistic, happy show. Where we were just
ever?
Gaga. And
let's face it, the only way is up, baby.
Yeah, true.
Things can only get better, to quote 280 songs. 180 and 190. Yes, it's great. I mean, my will. I'm regaining my will to live.
Excellent.
I still think Chris Chibnall gave me cancer.
And now that Russell T. Davies is back, he is...
I'm cured!
He is cured.
If he's the disease, then he's the cure.
Marcus, Sean... myself, it's great to chat with the three of you. You can find us at our various places.
There's so many of us. There's
you
so
can't many find me on Twitter anymore because I don't
find you at YouTube and Twitch.
Get out before
my stream, my streaming output is. I mean, I've been dancing clown, and that's because I really hopped myself up on goofballs before we started this show. But I've not been doing much by way of streaming, so I've been sleeping a lot. But so I'm kind of staying off the social media. But yes, I love everybody.
You can find him here. We'll see you all on the next episode of The Lonely TARDIS.
Hey, it's the TARDIS. Yo, whispering on the inside.
Oh, God. Get Travolta out of here.